Before Fitbit and After Fitbit by Jeremiah Wells. When I was diagnosed with diabetes, I was working and told exercise was good for diabetics, so I told myself that the physical exercise I did during my work would be enough for the day. After working 5 to 6 days a week, I told myself that I did not have time to go to a fitness center. Despite the exercise I got at work, my A1C ranged from 7.0 to 7.3. I continued to look for ways to lower my A1C. When I retired, I joined a fitness center and went 3 days a week, which did help to drop my A1C below 7.0. Although I saw improvement in the A1C, I would come up with excuses to why I could not go training or other commitments. When I joined the United States Association of Blind Athletes, USABA Fitness Fitbit Challenge for the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, NFB, my A1C was 6.7. I received my Fitbit in March of 2017, at which time the challenge was on. After learning how the Fitbit works, I began to realize the amount of information it provided me. The most important thing is to wear it every day. I learned that the exercise you get by doing activities at home can be beneficial to your health in terms of lowering A1C, heart, and other physical benefits. The encouragement of being part of the challenge with the NFB of Missouri motivated me to exercise every day. The benefits of performing exercise at home eliminate finding excuses when you don't go to the gym. During my past year, my A1C was as low as 5.7. However, this happened only once. As of September 2018, my A1C was 6.1. I can say that being a part of the 2018-19 Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield USABA National Fitness Challenge with the NFB of Missouri is helpful to me. This is my second year as a participant in this program.